Okay, so having a look at video metadata, so we in the IPDC sometimes say jokingly, okay, we have one working group for the still images and another one for the moving images, but are they really that far away? So that was actually the background for having this presentation last year about video metadata. And let's have a look at what's the problem. The problem, which was identified last year, has two major axes. One is to have different file formats. So that means the files are in fact containers for the video pixels and the audio samples and also for the metadata. So the binary data of images and audio is in such a file, but also usually there is some kind of slot where you can put in your metadata. A lot of the container format of such container format exists. So there is one for MPEG-2, one for MPEG-4, which is very close to QuickTime. Then also a widely used one is Matryoshka, because it's like it supports so many different types of video encodings. Then a more professional one is MXF. Then, let's say, a slightly fading out one is Flash Video. But they simply exist, and they define how to deal with metadata differently. So we cannot say, I apply metadata, do you have there one solution for all the container formats? That, so unfortunately, doesn't work. And the other axis of this problem is that we have different properties for the same purpose. So let's say we have a plug-in slot for metadata format which is shared across different file formats. Okay, wonderful. I can use a metadata format in the MPEG-2, in the MPEG-4, and in the Matryoshka format. So this problem could be solved by using this, let's call it, shared metadata format. But the metadata formats don't define as such properties. They only say you can express a property this and that way, but what properties, what metadata properties are used, that's up to you. And set of metadata properties are defined differently by different standards. So one of the well-known is, for instance, Dublin Core, but also there are IPDC metadata, and then there are EXIF metadata existing. So they all have, for instance, something like a description, but in a different setup. Okay, so if you look at the metadata situation of video, currently we have this setup here. So many things which look very alike, but they are not identical. As you see, okay, that are all chairs, but that's not the same chair, not the same color, not the same design. So it's not easily exchangeable. And that's, in fact, a big issue, because what you want to have a consistent workflow. That means you are creating videos. You have videos from different sources, and try to bring them together. So what you have the challenge is first a file format. So the container has a genuine metadata properties, and these genuine metadata properties for format A, are they semantically the same as a format B? Because you make a video, maybe let's say out of five pieces of footage, and then you have their different formats for each piece of footage. Then you have to say, okay, where to look, for instance, for the creator? Where is the copyright notice and these things? Are they at the same the same property, or does format A has a different property for copyright expressions than format B? So some may be in common, but not all. So you have to be behind how to bring them together. The next one is a shared, as I said, a shared metadata format is open to metadata schemas. That means to a set of defined metadata properties. And the use case could be that you have a footage from supplier A, and they're using metadata schema set, while you have the second piece of footage from supplier B, which is using schema Y. So some properties may be in common, but not all. So actually, this is the big challenge. And the conclusion is, what you need is to build a system which is able to keep the properties synchronized. And so that's the challenge IPDC noticed at the last metadata conference in summer 2014. And then we started to ponder how we could address this. And so this is what I present now, is the current status of our proposed solution for that. First to say, let's define a generic metadata schema. It should include the most wanted metadata properties, but not too much, and be not too granular. Because this is, by our experience, something where people feel this should be expressed. This can be found in already some existing standards, so it's easier to have there already an input from other formats. And the next facet is, this is what many people agree on, and it popped up today a little bit. If you go too granular, it could be that people say, okay, I'm using property A for this purpose, and the next supplier is saying, I feel property B is better for this purpose. So maybe better to have there one common property C, which covers the semantics of A and B. The flexible way of technical implementations. That means we know a lot of technical implementations already exist. So what we definitely do not want to reinvent or to invent there anything. So we say, if we define the semantics of metadata property, it is a must that they must be able to be expressed by some existing technology. We don't want to invent anything new in this sense. And so we were looking around to have their starting points for that. One starting point for embedding metadata into files is a shared metadata format we propose to use the XMP, because this is shown by the XMP specification. There are about 10 video formats which can use XMP packets as container for metadata. The other facet is, many people say, okay, I don't want necessarily only embed metadata. I want to have there something like a sidecar file or a database system which is holding the metadata. And so we were looking around what is used in this context, and there we came to propose the EBU core. EBU is the European Broadcasting Union, so I think all the national broadcasters of European countries are members of the EBU core, and EBU core has developed in the 2000s there a metadata system for that, which is widely shared, which has also sailed across the Atlantic, and is now also heavily used by the PB core, that are the public broadcasters in the US. And so they have last autumn reinvigorated that EBU core, let's say, is their key metadata schema they're using. They have extended it a little bit for some granular needs they have. But let's say the spine of the PB core is the EBU core. So again, there, we don't want to create something new. We want to build on something existing and widely shared. And we need also, we want also to have there a mapping of the properties defined by IPDC to existing container type specific properties. So if we have a description in MPEG-2, it should be there also a clear specification, okay, the IPDC description could be mapped or technically implemented by using the MPEG description field, MPEG-2 description field. And yeah, let's say this is maybe the most challenging to have there in an agreed way, how to keep the different implementations in sync. That means if you have there, you apply there a change to a metadata property in the XMP, and there is a format which also support the same property in, let's say, the MPEG-2 format, then it should be also applied to the MPEG-2 format. Maybe the description is changed. Okay, then there should not be a version in XMP and another one in the MPEG, genuine MPEG-2 format. It must be synchronized to avoid any ambiguities about that. Okay, the goal is to look at these table chairs and to say, let's reorganize that, and we hope that after that it might look this way. And to say, well, maybe not everything is 100% completely identical, but we should be much better organized this way and to have there a consistent but still flexible way to deal with video metadata. So let's have a look at what IPDC proposes there. A set of metadata properties which is split up into a group of about 20 describing what can be seen and heard from this video, about 10 providing rights-related information, less than 10 for administrative purposes, and about 25 for technical characteristics. For each property, IPDC defined, as for the photo metadata, they have a name, they have the definition of the semantics, so that means a free text extended, so not just only a short term, a label or something like that, but really a free text, descriptive text, what is covered by this property, a basic data type, and how often it may occur in metadata about a piece of video. And this is already something very important. The metadata have in mind to be structured in this way, so you may have multiple sets of metadata, and this, I think, is a key difference to photo metadata. One image, one set of metadata, and that's it. This is quite different for video. So you have there one video, then you may have a set for the video as a whole, and then you may have five sets of clips inside or sequences inside this video you can have in different ways. So maybe different copyrights apply, or maybe different locations are shown, different persons are shown. So that makes a difference between metadata for the video as a whole and for sections of a video which are usually defined by time or frame delimiter. So from frame 10 to frame 546, person so-and-so is visible. Okay, the video metadata generic description cover to have a title, a headline, and a description. So I think that are the typical free text descriptions to have their keywords and terms about the video from a controlled vocabulary, to have there a genre and a shot type, to have there the dope sheet. So I think this is something which is currently widely used to describe the content of video, and it should be possible to integrate such a dope sheet into such a metadata set. And to have there also a transcript, so of the spoken word in a video, that you transcribe this into a set of characters. Okay, then we have also four entities, which you may see is very likely or identical as for photos, for locations where the video was shot, location shown in the video, person shown in the video, featured organizations or companies, events shown in the video, and objects shown in the video. We've put there intentionally to have there the plural, because we know, as also time is passing, you could say, okay, I only want to have there a single video metadata set, but we say, okay, five persons are shown. Three organizations are featured by that. One, but only one object is shown, the wonderful new car. Okay, Video metadata for rights and licensing. Also, one variant or one change over the quite simple creator, I would say, as for photos, is to have the creators of a video. For photos, the creator is usually one who presses the shutter, while for video, this is the director, the man behind the camera, that means the director of photography, that means could mean other persons who have a key role in the creation. And we know that this could also be slightly different, as different countries may have their slightly different legal rules or contractual rules for that. And therefore, we have decided to have there a generic property with qualifiers, where we say, okay, this is director, in particular, this is the director. This is the creator, particularly, this is the director of photography. So this makes it flexible to have there a single property, but quite a lot of variants, and these variants can also be controlled by identifiers. So we have also input from BAFTA, for instance. So if there is a BAFTA vocabulary for all the creator roles, you can simply use the BAFTA vocabulary for this purpose to apply them as qualifiers. Then to have there many variants of contributors, the same applies there. The difference of the contributor is that they have the right to be credited, but not really as creator, but as contributors to the creation of this video. Then for copyright owner, the copyright notice and the copyright year. So I think this is something quite common. Then the supplier of this copy of the video and the licensor of the video. And then we say there is a structure for expressing what use of the video has been licensed. So that means a license expression, and we say there intentionally a structure, so not a specific structure, because this is what we're currently pondering. There are also a couple of solutions around there. How can we make it open to different solutions which are working already, so to adopt what is already existing. So at the moment, there is no strict definition of that. And as we'll show you at the end, we open up this draft for a wide public discussion. And we would be happy to hear back from you or to say, this is the way we would like to express licenses in a machine-readable way. Also, human and machine-readable way. For the administrative purposes, I think they are quite easy and quite common. Properties, date created, released, and last edited. Then we have there a set of identifiers, so the key video identifier, a registry entry, that means additional identifiers which have been applied to this video. To have there a feed identifier, a feed by which the video has been delivered. To have there a rendition type, which could be used also by providers to make their distinction. And to have a language version, so that's also a big difference between photos. Photos are usually language agnostic, video is not. And to have there a storyline identifier, because videos are also an essential part of storylines, and there are news providers already organizing news by stories. So that are major news evolution, so there's an event or something has happened, and then a story is made out of it, and there may be many texts, many photos, and many videos which are linked, associated with this story. Then we have the set of technical characteristics. I don't want to bore with all the details. We collected what's common there by the different metadata formats. That means technical metadata of existing file formats. So this all should be integrated into that. So this was not a big point of discussion. Okay, so that means the next steps are, you are invited to review this draft, which is available at this web address. So it's www.ipdc.org/video-metadata-draft2. Draft 1 was an internal one. And I'll show you in a second how this looks like. And what we invite you to comment on this draft. This is explained in this web document. And the next steps for IPDC, we plan to collect feedback from creators of videos, from companies editing video from different sources, from suppliers marketing videos, and from video archives, and of course also from software vendors. So this should be done in 2015. And so our wider goal is, if we get their positive feedback on that, to create a widely agreed specification. We intentionally don't call it a standard, because actually it builds on something already existing. So we only, let's say, trim down a little bit the possibilities and say, okay, let's, of the many options which are available, we recommend use these options. And that means if we going in this direction of having such a document, also to promote it so that it is not only something for experts, but it is widely used. So I say thank you for your interest, and I give you a short view on this document. Okay, so this is a Google document we are using. So, but we have added there, not to get disoriented, that it can only be read and printed out, but not edited. It looks like a little bit, but we have noticed that the web rendition is not possible to print it out. Okay, good. So we have there an introduction, so where we explain what I've explained to you now. The background and the goals of this effort, of this initiative, as we call it. And then we have there all the metadata properties defined there. So you see we have the groups, we have the property names, we have there the definition. Some of them have comments or examples. Lower down, primarily the technical metadata have examples, what could be expressed by that. Then we have the basic data type, and then we also have already EBU properties and XMP properties which can be used for this purpose. So as far as decisions have been taken by this IPDC video metadata group, they are reflected there. And as I said, you are invited, going back to this introduction page. We have there also a SurveyMonkey web form, and you're invited to fill in there your comments. Any questions about that?
Do you happen to know how many of the fields you have are common with photo?
I didn't count them, but I would guess about... So I think it's about 40 what we have about non-technical ones, you know, 20 and about 2 times 10. And I would guess something like 20 or so, 25 are in common. Okay. As I said, feel invited. This will be also available on the Photo Metadata website for being downloaded, and we will also issue an invitation next week for commenting on the video metadata. But be invited to look at that and give us some feedback if this is an effort in the right direction. Thank you.